Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's shiur is the 8th chapter of the Laws of Sanhedrin, the Laws Dealing with Judges.
Loch Aleph, First Ruling. Beis Din Shenechleku, a court that is divided, which means Miktosom Oimrim Zakai, some are saying that the defendant is innocent, umiktosom oimrim chayof, and some say that the defendant is guilty, holchim achahoreif, we follow the majority. Vezu mitzvas asei shotero, this is a positive precept of the Torah, shenema, as it is said, acharei rabim lehatois, to incline after the many. Bameit vorim amurim, when does this apply? Bedine momoinois, in civil cases of monetary litigations, ubishor dine, also mutor, or by other cases relating to what is ritually forbidden or ritually permitted, or vetome vetohoyer, what is regarded as ritually impure and ritually pure, ukayoitze behem, or other similar cases. Avo bedine nefoshois, but in cases of capital offences, im nechlechu boze hachoite, if the judges are divided with regards to the accused, im yehorek, if he is liable to the death penalty, or lo yehorek, or should not be put to death, then im hoyu horoif mezakim, if the majority is for acquittal, Zakai, then he is acquitted. But v'imhoyu horoif mechayvin, but if the majority is for conviction, einoy neherok, the defendant is not put to death, ad sheyiyu hamechayvin, until those judges who are for conviction, are yoser al mezakim shnoyim, are exceeding those for acquittal by at least two. Mipia Shmuelomdu, they have learned by tradition, Shalzehi Ziro Toiro Veomo, that of this the Torah cautioned us and said, Loisie Acherabim Lerois, you shall not follow the multitude to do evil. Kloima, this means, Im Horoif Noitim Lero, if the majority leans and tends to an unfavorable decision, which would mean laharoik, to put the defendant to death, lo siye achareihem, do not follow them, ad sheyatu hatoyo gdoilo, until they quite clearly lean in that direction, which means veyosifu hamechayvin shnayim, that those who are for conviction exceed the others by at least two. Shenema, as it is said, Lintois achare rabim lehatois, to side, to lean after the multitude. Which means that hata yosho letoivo, leaning towards a favorable judgment, it is enough al pi echot, if there is a majority of just one. Lero, but for an unfavorable judgment, it must be opishnaim, by a majority of at least two. The whole elu hadvorim, all these matters, these interpretations, kabolahim, have come down to us by tradition, going back to Moses, who received it from God at Sinai. Aloha base. Beis Din Shel Shloisha, a tribunal of three, Shenechleku, who are disagreeing. Shnai Moimim, two of the judges say, Zakai, innocent, Vechot Oima Chayov, and one of them says, guilty. Hareze Zakai, then the defendant is innocent. Shnai Moimim Chayov, if two say, guilty. Vechot Oimer Zakai, and one says innocent, harei ze chayof, then he is guilty. Echot oimer zakai, if one says innocent, ve'echot oimer, and one judge says chayof, guilty, ve'echot oimer, and one judge, the third one, says eini yodea, I do not know what decision to render. Oi, or she'omushnaim, two of them said, zakai, either innocent or chayof, or they said guilty. Vashlishi oimer, and the third one says, eini yodea, I do not know. Then yosifu hadayonim shnaim, then the judges of this three-man tribunal should add two more judges to their body. And then they deliberate again, and they take another vote. Nimtzu chamisho noisim v'noisim v'dovor, so that now there are five judges deliberating on this case. Omo shloishim hem, if three of these now say zakai, innocent, ushnaim oimrim, and two of them say chayof, guilty, hare say zakai, then the defendant is innocent. Omo shloishos, three of these five say chayof, guilty, ushnaim, and two of them say zakai, innocent, hare ze chayof, then he is guilty. Omo shnaim hem, if two of them say zakai, innocent, ushnaim hem, and another two of them say chayof, guilty, ve'echot, and one, in other words, the fifth one, oimer says eini yodea, I do not know, then moisifin shnoim, then we add two more judges to this tribunal of five, so that now we have seven judges. Avalim omru abo, but if of the tribunal of five, four of them had said zakai, innocent, or chayof, or guilty, ve'echot oimer, and one, the fifth one says eini yodea, I do not know, oi or she'omu shloisho, three of the five said zakai, innocent, ve'echot, and one of them said chayof, guilty, voma echot, and one of them, the fifth one, says eini yodea, I do not know, then regardless bein sheho yozeh shoma eini yodea, whether that person who now says I do not know, who she'oma eini yodea batchilo, is the very same one who had originally said that he does not know, or bein she'oma acher, or whether the one who does not know now is a different one, holchim achar harov, we follow the majority. Here there is a clear-cut majority of three people who have rendered judgment one way or the other. Hoyu mechetzo lemechetzo, if those who are pronouncing a definitive ruling are equally divided, for example, in the body of five, two say innocent and two say guilty, ve'echot oimer eini yodea, and one says I do not know, and the same would apply, of course, if there are seven and they're equally divided, three say innocent and three say guilty, and one says I do not know, hare elu moisifin shnayim acherim, then they add two more judges to the body. V'chein im nistapek hadovar, and likewise we proceed if there remains a doubt that those who are rendering explicit judgment are equally divided. We continuously moisifin v'hilchin, we continuously add every time two more judges, at shivim v'echot, until this court will number 71 judges. But more than that, we do not add. Higiyu l'shivim be'echot, if they have reached now the number of 71 judges, v'omu shloishim v'chamisho chayof, and 35 say guilty, u'shloishim v'chamisho, and the other 35 say zakai, innocent, ve'echot oimer, and one, the 71st, now says, eini yodea, I do not know, then noisim v'noisnim imoi, then the two sides, the 35 who say guilty and the 35 who say innocent, argue and deliberate with this one who has a doubt, atche yachzor ledivrei hatzato echot, until he will be convinced and join one of these sides. Venimsu shloishim v'shisho, so that we will now have one side which has 36, which will be either mezakim or mechayvin, who will render judgment either that the defendant is innocent or guilty. Vin lochozach, but if he does not revert from his doubt, he holds out in his doubt. Loihu, he does not change his mind, v'loi achat mehem, nor does any of the other 70 judges change his mind. Then hare hadova sofek, then this case remains a doubtful case. No decision is rendered. Umamidin es hamomain becheskat b'olaf. And the money is put to remain in the possession of the one who is holding it now. In other words, the money over which they argue, or whatever else they're arguing about, remains with the one who is holding it at present. Halacha Gimel. Kol Mishoma. Any judge who has said, Eini Yodeya, I do not know, whether to decide this way or that way, Eino Tzorich Loseis Tam Lidvorov. He does not have to give a reason for his words. Ulehoidia, and to inform, Me'eze Tam Bola Yasofik, why he has a doubt in this matter. Kederach Shemare HaMezake, unlike a judge that will find the defendant innocent, he would have to show Me'eze Tam Mezake, on what grounds he finds him innocent. Or Vamechayef, a judge which finds the defendant guilty, he would have to show Me'eze Tam Mechayef, on what grounds he finds the defendant guilty. But he who says, I do not know, he does not have to explain, he does not have to give any reasons